Here we go. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Outdoor Radio Show, and let's bring in Tom Knutson with our Knutson Sporting Goods hunting, fishing report and more. Happy weekend, Tom.
It's here. It's another beautiful one, Jamie. We keep racking them up.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to sound like a broken record, but it is a Tom Knutson, Jim Knutson Chamber of Commerce week, and they don't get any better than this for the end of July.
It's summertime in Michigan, and you know, this is what we put up with. You know, we have basically 3 months of this type of weather, and this is what we put up with for the 9 months prior, just to get to these days. And man, how beautiful is it?
Well, it was a really hot weekend last weekend, and it's going to be pretty warm this weekend, but nowhere near the temperatures that we had for the Faster Horses Festival. Did you hear any good stories about Faster Horses? Or
no, I think it was a tough weekend with the heat. I think that they survived it. I don't know. It's hard to say official numbers they'll never tell you, but Tapio said it seemed like there was less people camping, but as I told him, I said, did the crowd seem less in the venue, when you had the shows? And he said, no, it didn't seem like it was less there. And I said, okay, so probably those camping people were probably local people who had booked camping sites, who had tended to go, but with the heat the way it was, they said, let's just stay home and travel in and out.
And from what I understand, it really wasn't that big a deal getting in and out.
No, they got that set up pretty good. Those that want to not stay and just come in and out, absolutely, it's a dream. Yeah, the way they've got that set up, I think when it came to the whole weekend, as far as logistics, for the last 3-4 years. Traffic jams, getting in on Thursday and stuff like that. The backups all the way back, into Napoleon and different areas, those have been alleviated. I mean, there was nothing like that. Now, again, is that because there was less camping? I don't know, but none of those type of things seem to have been an issue at all in complaint-wise. So, maybe they looks like they've got that figured out.
Well, now that the craziness of Faster Horses is out of the way, how about local lakes? Got to be busy this weekend, I would think, with fishing and hanging out.
Again, we're trying. With having that, it's hard to say what the vacation situation is like. And we kind of looked at yesterday and kind of seen it. There's some people going on vacation, because they're running out of days, especially those who live in the county. 16, 17 days, maybe 20 days, and they're back to school.
I know it. My wife is a diehard teacher, but she's dreading it, dreading going back to school before Labor Day this year.
It's baloney, pure baloney. It definitely shouldn't happen, but it's what we got to live with, and it sure shortens up a summertime for sure.
And we're trying to squeeze in a family vacation here in a couple of weeks, and we're literally going to be gone until the Sunday before she has to report as a teacher on Monday morning. And I don't want to use the word the phrase freaking out, but it may be close to that.
Yeah, she probably doesn't like that, especially if something happens and keeps you from getting home on time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's called rent a car and just start driving if that happens. But it'll all work out. All good. So Tom's out with our Knutson Sporting Goods Hunting and Fishing Report. Tom, what's biting right now? Anybody talking about fishing?
Bluegills, guys are doing, they're starting to move deep now, that last warm run. We talked a couple weeks ago about, some guys still find them in the shallows, but they're starting to move deep now. Bass guys are, doing their things, a lot of top water, a lot of late evening, just before dark stuff. Pike's still a little quiet, but I did see somebody brought in a nice one the other day. Haven't heard much from catfish lately. Walleyes, they are what they are inland, and I think they're still doing decent down on Erie, despite, some of the weather issues.
Yeah, I got a trip planned for tomorrow morning, actually, with a couple of my buddies, so kind of keeping my fingers crossed. It looks like it's the southwest wind, so kind of keeping my fingers crossed that we can get into them. I really don't know where they're at, but I'm imagining that they got to be probably deep, probably out by the Sputnik to the West Sister Island in a little deeper water, I would
think.
About
what it sounds like, yep. Yep, absolutely is about what it sounds like. And I know they've had some storms down there and had some issues with some rougher waters, last week, when all the storms blew through. But I think everything seems to be settling down, and what better type of weather than now to go.
Yeah, the new boat has been in the water once since the beginning of May, so not real good on my part.
Yeah, that's usually what happens when you got a teenager.
Just about. He got his braces off the other day. He's turning 13 in September, so he'll be, all grown up.
All grown up before you know it. Isn't that amazing how fast they go?
You know, I've been ripping on my kid a little bit for electronics lately, like, you know, every, I think, responsible parent should. And the one thing that kid likes to do on his iPad is watch fishing YouTube videos. And I thought it was maybe just him getting obsessed with it, but I start talking to other kids his age coming over, and they're like, oh, that's what they do. They're sitting around watching fishing videos on YouTube right now.
I see it every day. I got employees who tend to spend a little too much time watching YouTube and YouTube fishing stuff. And I look at them, I said, wouldn't you be better off just doing it as far as instead of looking at it?
Right.
I said, yeah, you know, it's, I guess what they learn from it, I guess somehow, some way they're learning from it. And you know, I don't know. I guess my time to look at that type of stuff is a little more valuable, but I guess it could be looking at worse things.
Yeah, I know. And it could be Fortnite, or it could be whatever video game that they're doing online, too. So I guess I can't complain too much. But it's interesting when your kid comes up to you for the first time and says, do you know how to wacky rig a Yamamoto worm? And I'm like, yeah. Do you know how to do this? Do you know how to do that? And it's like, where are you learning that? Oh, I watched it on YouTube.
Well, you're keeping them interested, Jamie. That's your job is being completed, and you just got to let them do it on that and on their own.
Yeah, I try to teach them as much as I can, you know, as a dad. But I guess YouTube's filling in the whatever I'm not teaching him, he's learning on YouTube.
Absolutely. So he's going to want to fish more. That's all that matters in the end.
And thank God it's fishing that he's learning on YouTube.
Exactly. It could be way worse.
You know, I just, I'm so glad, because I don't think, I mean, I could probably speak for you too, but I don't think we wouldn't have made it this far if we would have had all that stuff when we were kids.
Well, you know, we had to investigate and find out things on our own. Yeah, if we had people to teach us how to build that ramp better for them bikes and how to do, yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I mean, but you take a look at how these kids ride. I mean, those trick riders on bikes and skateboards and stuff like that, and what they can and can't do versus what we. I mean, we didn't have, you know, we didn't have the stuff to do it with. So I mean, I guess you look at how they do it, and I guess they are way crazier and way better than what we ever were. And I guess you know when you take a look at it, you know, Tony Hawk was the, you know, the leader of that stuff, but, you know, he had access to stuff that you and I didn't. We had a bucket and a piece of wood.
Yeah, you're talking about bike ramp building. I'm talking about girls.
Well, that too. I'm trying to stay out of that.
Yeah. Yep. So TK's on with our Canutes and Sporting Goods Fishing Report. Lots of vacations, I'm sure, getting squeezed in, as you mentioned, between now and the end of August. And, boy, it's going to be back to school time, and it's going to be hunting season. And you got your big sale coming up and everything else season before you know it.
It's coming way too fast. It always does, Jamie. We always talk about this time of year, about how fast it comes up on us. You know, would love to stretch summer one more month, and it does. You know, September is still classified as summer, but mm-hmm. You know, would love to just to enjoy it just one more month longer. But obviously, that's not it. You know, we don't get that choice. So we'll be rolling. You know, I'm actually working on decoy stuff as we speak, and Tapio was really excited the other day as the first geese that he's heard got their wings back. So he heard them flying around, so he's getting excited, and he's eyeballing every cut wheat field that happens to be laid down and seeing if the geese are finding them yet, and just kind of getting real excited, you know, for September 1st.
He's scouting them already, huh?
Already he is. Yeah, him and his hunting partner already have been out roaming, looking for potential fields.
Because they're just starting to pick winter wheat right now, right?
Yeah, wheat's a little behind. Traditionally, that's like the 10th, 11th of July, so they're about 2 weeks behind, like everything. And I see that the mass cuttings are starting to happen right now. So I got to imagine through this weekend and the next couple weeks that they'll finish that up, and those geese will find it. I know there's a... On the west side of M50 coming out of Napoleon, there's a wheat field. It's not filled with geese. I think it's filled with probably about 200 cranes every morning when I come to work. And that's fun to watch because they're right up next to the road. So that's been fun to watch, you know, every morning coming into work.
So for people like Tapio and his buddy who are scouting these birds, I mean, if you find them now, will they traditionally be there still in a month, or does that all change?
Well, it can change somewhat, but that'll be the only fields that'll be cut at this point. I don't know if they'll have some silage fields cut of corn. If any of that'll be done by then, traditionally there usually is. But because of the late run on the corn, there might not be. You know, they might be a little bit later in September before they open up any fields like that. So they're going to be looking for the wheat fields to start with.
Boy, as a hunter, a deer hunter, I bet you a lot of those crop fields are going to end up being later, wouldn't you think?
I don't see how they're not going to be. I really don't. I mean, there's some fields that are in good shape. I mean, you know, I know fields that are, you know, that were put in early and risked and actually look absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
But there's some stuff that, you know, right now today is only waist high. And, you know, they still got 2 weeks before they'd even get close to tasseling. So those fields are going to be, those fields will struggle to be dry in time to pick, but it all depends on what, you know, it all depends on what the farmer has in mind.
But you think that November 15th, I mean, as it stands now, there's probably going to be a lot of corn up, isn't there?
I would expect to see a lot of corn. And then with, you know, with the baiting ban, it could be a brutal year when it comes to taking deer. Yeah, we already know that situation coming up, you know. And we need a little bit more rain to keep everything from mudding up, you know, to keep those muddy areas, keep that EHD away too. So, you know, keep our fingers crossed that, you know, we don't get into that situation.
All right, Tom, I appreciate it.
All right, Jamie.
TK, Knutson Sporting Goods Fishing Report, and more on the Outdoor Show on the last weekend in July. We'll be right back.